Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Saturday, Gone Wild with Psychics Gone Wild here on the air. Psychic Jethro is a little bit out of town, but he's going to be calling in, and he'll be here for a while today. And for the moment, it's I'm Kelly C. with Destiny Cards. We're doing free mini readings. And okay, this might be Jethro right here. Hello, are you on? We are live on the air.
Hello, is that me?
Yes, that would be you. You came up as all one.
Oh, sorry, that was so fast.
Well, you got to be first today in the line. So it was
thank
all good.
You.
All righty, well, thank you for calling in. Can I get your name and your birth date today?
Yes, my name is Carrie, and my birth date is 8/31/64.
8. Let me get that here. 8 and 31. Okay. Getting there. Takes me a minute or two to get calculations done here. So, okay, and what I do is Jethro will be hopefully joining us. He had some out-of-town stuff to take care of this weekend, so I'm kind of filling in, but he was going to call in. I do card readings, and what I see your birth card is, you are an Eight of Hearts, and then your planetary ruling card is a Six of Clubs. I guess before I get started here, it's like, was there anything in particular you wanted to look at or any particular questions?
If you see me moving anytime soon. I'm hoping not to, but we'll see what spirit says, I guess.
Okay, let's see. I kind of caught part of that. You're really kind of low. It's like you're looking to look at.
Oh, here. Let me turn up my volume.
Okay, that'll help. Alrighty.
How's that? Is that better?
That's better. There we go. Okay. Yeah, can you just say that again for me?
I just wanted to know if you pick anything about a move coming up for me.
A move coming up for you. Okay, so let's have a look, see where you're at here. And what I'll do for this is I'll go into your yearly report, because what I do for these is I just flat out run a report for them. And this one is going to be in the 30s. You got something going on here about 30 pages long. And what we'll do
gosh.
Is we'll look at the we'll kind of look at the overall yearly influences you have going on, and then we'll look at the specific time period you're in here. And see if there's anything in general or specific. It's like a lot of times fives will indicate moves or things that, you know, are happening. They're kind of the, I kind of call them the mobility card, if you will. So let's have a look here and see. Okay. Let's see, I'm going to give you just a little bit of generic stuff on you. It's like you're an Eight of Hearts person, and you're an emotional power card. You got power and love, and you've... all of the eights have to exercise that discrimination or responsibility in its use, but you're unsurpassed in charm and magnetism. Sometimes, though, people get addicted to the power they wield. You know, kind of, you know, when you're aware of that, it's like sometimes if we have power, sometimes we abuse it if you're not careful. But both the karma cards of the Eight of Hearts are sevens, and if you don't get away with stuff. If you misuse your power, it turns around and nails you. But with wisdom and spiritual awareness, you can rise to great heights, and sharing your love and healing power with others, it's a healing card, one that can truly give others the love they need to heal themselves. On the flip side, you don't want to operate out of fear, because that puts you in a bad space. Relationships, you've got the power for better or worse that you need to learn to administer with wisdom. And you always have to be aware of what you do and who you do it with. Of all the cards in the deck, you have the swiftest karmic payback from wrong action. Okay, and your Six of Clubs is your planetary ruler. It gives you, helps you ground. It keeps you on an even course. You tend to develop things and stay with them, which usually brings success instead of leaving them half-finished. You can be very stubborn at times, but you've got a competitive streak that sometimes takes other people by surprise. You can have great success. That's a real possibility as long as you don't get in a rut for too long. And it's like the old joke about ruts is a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So Don't stay in those for too long. You need to be true to your word, or that karma, again, that turnaround, will come back in full measure. At heart, you're a peacemaker. You go to great lengths to have a peaceful, calm environment. You just have to be careful you don't ignore your feelings. You may not always like your emotional side or that of others, but that's your direct connection to the truth that you hold dear. And you might be helping other people find their light. This year, you've got good career influences this year. Let's see. And you can find your true purpose. There's opportunities for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work, and maybe that's what a move might be in connection with. But if you're not career business-minded, that won't have a lot of effect on you. You need to kind of, this year, you need to kind of, people will pay more attention to what you're doing, so you might achieve some kind of award or just become more recognized in your field. A lot of people receive promotions during these years just based on that. And how it manifests, of course, just depends on the nature of your work aspirations, what your situation is life in this life is. But when you know that those influences are present, it's really advantageous to put more effort into becoming recognized. Also, you for this year, you can find your what they call your true purpose in this life, if you're interested in looking at that. Usually people need to be, want to know, you know, what am I here on this planet for? And if you keep that in mind, you know, it's like this is an opportunity, and there's the energy out there for you to really and truly kind of find what you're meant to do on this little rock here. Okay, let's see. In your long range stuff, you've got an Ace of Spades as a long range, and it just indicates there's going to be a great year of change for you. You might be undergoing a large scale transformation. And at the age you're at right now, 47, they have what they call in this system, you have a rebirth. It's like when you're born, you have like the cards are kind of laid out in a pattern, and it's like for the first 45 years of your life, or first 44 years of your life, everything goes along. And then on year 45, this is what people usually run into in what they call their midlife crisis. At age 45, people can be reforming their life because you have the exact same birth cards starting over. So if you haven't liked the first 45 years, 45 is usually the year to make stuff over. And from that, it's like, so you're 3 years out from that. So you may have had a lot of shifts or stuff, or may still be going through some of that. Let's see. Anyway, you got a large-scale transformation is in progress. There's a fundamental change to do for you at this time. It could be about attitudes or relationships, but it's likely deeper than that. It's more likely to pertain how you live your life, your approach to work and health, how you maintain your sense of aliveness and vitality. During this change and new beginning, you may get a first-hand experience of an intimate relationship with death and rebirth. It's even possible that maybe somebody you know is going to die, or if it happens that way, might be somebody close enough to put you more in touch with your mortality, or your job may undergo a radical change. You may enter a totally new line of work. You might end one chapter of your life and start a new one. This change may not be comfortable, but the end result will be a more alive and vital you. On the mundane level, Ace of Spades means a desire for work. You might have an overwhelming desire to work and initiate a new profession, or possibly involve in secret work or work that uncovers your own secrets, take on a major role. It's the card that represents the science of the cards, the Order of the Magi, the other secret organizations. Your keywords for this year with this one is you're surrounded by death and transformation. I'm exploring the deeper mysteries of life, death, and the process of change. So that's one of your yearly cards. You've also got the Four of Diamonds as your Pluto card. It's achieving financial stability. It's the Four of Diamonds indicates financial stability is going to be a major priority this year, and the one that will require you to make some changes. And deciding what you want out of life and what's most important to you will be a major theme in accomplishing that goal. You might also have to focus your interest in a more singular direction in order to reap the success you want, and it might prove to be challenging at times. All we need to do to attract more money and prosperity is get really clear about what you want and why you want it. And that, in essence, is what you're going to be focusing on this year. And looking to that result card, you're going to get more information about that. And your result card is the Eight of Diamonds, which is a really good one. And it just indicates as a result of meeting some of your major challenges and goals this year, you'll be able to accumulate, earn, or borrow a large sum of money that you need for a specific purpose. But only you know your inner goals. But that card gives you a positive sign for financial success before the year's end. So, set your sights high and meet the challenge for your Pluto card, knowing in the end that you're going to be successful. And by the time of your next birthday, which has come up here you'll have the finances. You want to make a major and important purchase. So you're creating financial power. Wow. Your environment card this year was also the Ace of Spades. And again, it's a year when new beginnings in health, work, or other important lifestyle areas will bring you much in the way of blessings and happiness. And it's one of the best influences under which to start a new business or job. But the beginnings you experience this year could be on even deeper levels. Your very lifestyle could undergo a transformation. Rest assured that any changes will be very positive in nature. And you're displacing this year the King of Diamonds. It'll be your financial mastery, one of overcoming any and all sorts of problems through a focused and determined mind. Your mental power is great, and you'll notice it brings you a lot of success after success after success as you go through the year. And it could be a year that you really take the financial, bull by the horns and take charge of your business or financial dealings. But just watch for a tendency to be mentally one-sided, or, because that's the King of Diamonds is kind of the one-eyed king. So you just want to make sure that you stay balanced and make sure you see both sides of the coin. Let's see. Moves here. I'm kind of looking. Because the way this is set up, the Mercury, they have 52-day periods in each year. So your Mercury period went from your birthday until October 22nd. Your Venus was through October 22nd to December 13th. Your Mars was December 13th through February 4th. Your Jupiter period just ended here. It was February 4th through March 28th, and now you're into Saturn. Your Saturn period is always what they call the great teacher one. Now, what's really interesting here, and you have two fives in here. Your Mars period had a five of clubs, and your Jupiter period also had a five of spades. And a lot of times, fives in your yearly reading will indicate a move or something of some sort coming up. Specifically in Saturn, so I'm going to kind of look at those because they influence to what they call a lesser degree for the whole year. And the rest of them, the rest of them look really good. You've got Uranus coming up, and then Neptune is the one that will go from July 10th to August 31st. But let me just look real quick at what's in the Jupiter and Saturn periods there, because those are the ones indicating movement here. Okay. The vertical in Jupiter indicates a change for better, either to a new home or a new job. Any moves or travel at this time will be rewarding in many ways. It's a time to make a profitable trip for business. It can indicate a large sum of money changing hands. Almost all changes in your work, methods, role, or location will be beneficial during that period. It may be that changes are long overdue in that area of your life. Kind of follow your own hunch, your own inner restlessness, and pursue those things that give you more variety. It's also an excellent influence for promoting and selling your products and services. And then in Saturn here, which is what you're in right now, you got the Eight of Clubs, which is really good. That influence brings you the power to overcome illness or adversity through application of knowledge. Hard work and patience, you can accomplish a lot. It's a good time for constructive self-development. Under that influence, you might experience some problems in relationship during, because of your own fixed ideas. But it's also an unfavorable influence if you're going to gamble or take speculative investments. It's such a strong influence, it'll override any negative influence presence during this period. And even as this other one, your other card, though, is a Four of Clubs, which is also a really good one. It's a card of overcoming illness and unfavorable influences. And that could take the form of good news from someone who is ill or happy in spite of ill health. You got a great power in positive thinking now. Power of the mind can be used constructively in many ways. Use that power to heal yourself or someone else or remove obstacles from your path. So it's just with the five. With the fives there, it looks like you have a good possibility of making a move and possibly for career. So does any of this kind of sound like what you're going through? Or?
Yes, because I was laid off. I'm looking for work right now, and I'm hoping, that I'll be able to keep the place that I'm in because I just moved last year. But
wow.
I don't know. Let's see.
So you're going to have to totally geographically relocate, to a different town or city, you think? Or
I hope not. I'm trying to avoid it. I hope I find, work before that happens.
Okay. What kind of field are you in?
admin stuff. I owned my own business for a while, so, you know, I have a lot of experience.
Entrepreneur, okay. Okay. All righty. Well, it's showing that it's like, you know, business-wise, it's like there's some really good opportunities out there for you. So it's like, what kind of places, you know, where are you marketing at? What kind of places are you advertising at? You know, it's like a lot of times work is, you know, especially when you're in your own business, it's a matter of letting people know, you know, your services and what you have. It's like, we know, what kind of advertising have you been doing? You know, how many, you know, have you been reaching your target audience?
No, I don't have my own business right now. I did own
okay.
my own business for 10 years.
Oh,
so
okay.
Everybody seems to like that on the application, because then they're like, you know, oh, well, then you know how to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, but jobs are so
right.
limited, you know.
Right, right.
So I don't know. But thank you so much for the reading. You gave me so much information. I'm going to have to listen in archives and try and write some stuff down.
I'm sorry, and I tend to talk fast because, yeah, we do usually have, you know, quite a few callers that call in. So it's like, yeah. And, you know, and feel free to call us back. And it's like, I know this weekend is kind of bad for Jethro. He was supposed to be calling in. A lot of times he does the things that he does. He reads in a different way. And it's like he gets a better sense of, you know, like the timeline and that kind of stuff for people. And he can, like, you know, sometimes direct people, you know, going, yeah, you know, go here, do this, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, give him a call back. I'm not sure if he's going to be on tomorrow. He was going to try to get on tomorrow, but I know he'll be on Monday in the morning. It's like mountain time. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's an hour show from 9 to 10. And then the rest of the week is all at noon. It's like from noon to either noon to one or noon to two. Just depends on the day. But
okay, great.
Be...
Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling, Carrie. We appreciate it.
You have a lovely
have a good
week,
one.
Sir.
Okay. You
okay.
too. Bye. All righty. And thank you guys very much for in the queue for being patient here. Our next person is area code 310. Good morning, and how are you? Actually, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
All righty. Can I get your name and birthday?
Yes, my name is Susan. My birthday is 6/15/65.
All righty, 6/15. And say 65?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And let's see what we got coming up. Now, are there any questions in particular you want to look at?
Probably more about relationship and work.
Relationship and work. Yep, those are the biggies this year, I'll tell you what. Like, and it was yesterday, I listened in on Jester's thing yesterday, man. It's like everybody's, you know, relationship stuff. And I was going, well, is it the Easter weekend coming up? Was it Good Friday? It's like, what month were we in yesterday? Because literally everything was relationship. And you are, and I start out a little bit here, and I'll just kind of tell you a little bit, you know, about yourself, because one of the things that you need to know is, you know, going into a relationship is you got to know yourself really well. And you are a Two of Diamonds person. That's your birth card, and it's like that's the twos people, you know, you want to be in a relationship, you just do. I've yet to meet a two that wasn't either in a relationship or wanted to be in one, and it's like, and sometimes the bad thing with twos is like sometimes you guys want to be in a relationship so bad you'll stick with one longer than you should if it's not going well. And you want to, and that seems it's just a pattern, it's a trait, you know, it's like one of those things, but you know, need to look at that a little bit. And then diamond people, you're the what they call the adults of the deck. And you guys, even as children, you hated being treated like a child. And it's like, but diamonds are also they're about money on the mundane level, which is what you're looking at now. And they're also about our deeper values in life. It's like what's really important to us. Let's see here. Oh, wow. And the Two of Diamonds is called, the actual card name is called the Wheeler Dealer card. And you guys have, I know, you guys have an innate intuition that if followed will always lead you to success in your dealings. So it's like you've got that ability if you want to tap into it. Inherent in your tuition is a high set of values and often, you know, like a, quote, mission in life, a mission that always involves partners and other people. There's a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, that keeps you motivated, and that's good because you can get into ruts, especially in your closest relationships. And I always make this joke because it was very profound for me. It's like a rut is a grave with the end kicked out. So don't get in a rut for too long, please. If you tap into your inner guidance, you'll find a path waiting for you that's fascinating and rewarding. You do best by establishing yourself in one business and sticking with it. It's one of the more successful cards in the deck. And, you know, if you're, they say you only have yourself to blame if you're not happy and productive, because, you know, you call the Wheeler Dealer card because you love to be involved in business and finance, especially with friends and associates. It's a partnership card. Two is a number of logic, and two of diamonds have a mind that's quick at making distinctions and evaluations of things. You're often attracted to and good at working with computers for the same reason. It's only when the two of diamonds is unfulfilled emotionally that strong mind becomes pessimistic and argumentative. So it's like, you know, you kind of need to work on keeping it on the positive side. You need to be careful that your social obligations do not tax your health and well-being too much. Sometimes you get so caught up in your business and work, you forget to take care of yourself. And you can make, and here's the best example I ever heard was when people get on a plane, they're going to take a plane ride. You know, the stewardesses, they always target moms because they say, you know, if you're trying to get your air mask on your child first without putting your own on, you're going to pass out before you can help your child. So it's like, okay, you twos are like that. It's like you've got to take care of yourself so you can then have energy to, you know, take care and help others and be in those relationships. Sometimes, yeah, you can make large sums of money in real estate in your later years and maintain good health throughout your lives. This is one of the cards, likely live to 100 if you got that genetics. These people love to mix and mingle and do deals with others. You like to work in conjunction with others rather than alone. For some two of diamonds, life holds a special purpose, a mission that involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and those they love. They're messengers of light. Now, with relationships, in the area of romance, two of diamonds has strong fixed attitudes, ideas, and principles about love that are on one hand really admirable, and on the other hand can be your greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness. Many of you must learn that love and marriage are more than your, you know, fixed ideas about them. It's got to be more than analytical. Once you're in a relationship, bad or good, you're usually stuck there by those same fixed principles, and that can cause you to hang out and linger where you're not happy. And then what if that happens, you get bitter and inclined to negativity, and you manifest that argumentative side of that card. You got a strong but often hidden need for affection, which can go unnoticed or acknowledged because you get so involved in the mental side of life and your work or business that deep inner need for affection and self-respect is the heart of most of their relationship issues and problems. So there's, you know, some with that about, you know, knowing yourself here. You're also, with that planetary ruling card, the Jack of Spades, it adds a strong creative urge to your personality that could manifest in several ways. First of all, you might feel drawn towards like acting or some sort of, you know, artistic expression. You might just have like a hobby if you're not doing that for a living. Even if you're not, you've got a lot of creativity that you apply to whatever work you're doing. And I've seen people, you know, be really creative with this, like in quilting or, you know, doing pottery work, you know, type of stuff, or just, you know, even somebody arranging flowers or just doodling on their pads. You'd be, you know, on a doodle pad.
Right.
It's also called the card of the thief, and because of the strong creative influence, people with that card, this is often make few distinctions in the area of honesty when it comes to getting what they want. It's one of the one-eyed jacks, but others might see that one-sidedness, you know, just in your opinions and attitude. It's also a card of the spiritual initiate. You might feel drawn towards the study of spiritual subjects, which can transform your life to a higher level, which is a really good thing. Auspicious things at 46, and oh, you've just gone through this too. It's like age 45 is what they call your birth, rebirth year. And it's like, so in this card system, the first, like the first 45 years or 44 years of your life, from, you know, 0 to 44, everything is, all the patterns are different. At age 45, you have the exact same cards in your placement that you did the year you were born. So you have the opportunity to remake your life. And it's like this,
oh, wow,
is a lot of times what people call that midlife crisis is, you know, people all of a sudden, you know, you get to 45 and go, hey, I can do better, I can do this different or whatever. And you all of a sudden, you know, kind of like do this transformation, become this new person again. So you've just kind of gone through that at 45. But for this year, you've got really good career influences. Because of the position of your birth card, there's opportunities for you to achieve larger measure of recognition in your work. Of course, if you're not, you know, career business minded, it won't have a lot of effect on you. But if you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, it's a year when some of those dreams come true.
Okay.
You have cards that are rising up to what they call the crown line in times this year, and people start to pay more attention to what you're doing. You could achieve some kind of award or just, you know, be more recognized in your field. A lot of people receive promotions during these years, but just how it manifests depends on the nature of your work or aspirations. But just knowing that that influence is present, it's really advantageous to you to put more effort into being recognized. And then, again, okay. Finding your true purpose this year. There's a six in your year-long reading, and that either in the long range and in the major fives that influences for the year. And it gives you an opportunity to discover what your true purpose for life is. And some people go their entire life and don't really, you know, find that out because they're not really interested in looking. But if you're interested in knowing more about your life's direction, this will be manifested. You can find that out. And if you're not, it's just going to be a year of steady progress toward existing goals. Sixes can also be frustrating because they represent static and unchanging conditions in our life, but they also give us a special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds. And if we listen to our inner voices, like do some meditation, we can get a lot of great inspiration and direction when those cards are present. And you've got at least one of them for the entire year, so it's a really good thing for that. Let's see. And your long-range card. Okay, let's have a look at some of these. The Three of Clubs this year is your long-range, and you've got probably been having a lot on your mind this year. Three of Clubs promises an active mind full of new ideas and ways of doing things. It may stimulate you to branch out in more than one direction. You might be learning two or more things at the same time, like going to different schools or working two jobs or, you know, just involved in, you know, kind of multiple things. You're kind of multitasking. And you've got a lot of good ideas and able to come up with some unique and valuable ways of doing those things. And if you harness that mental energy, you can experience a lot of success either in writing or some kind of creative pursuit like that if you're a writer. Maybe if you've, you know, always wanted to write a children's book or, you know, like a how-to book or something, this might be the year to do it. If that creativity and versatility gets carried to extremes, you might find yourself going to worry and indecision, because threes can be very creative, but you can also get stuck in kind of what I call the hamster wheel of getting worried with stuff. And it's like, so try not to waste your energy on worry stuff, you know, kind of focus it on where you want to go. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne or read the book. Yes. So it's like, so you know about that. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want.
Right.
And this is a year of mental creativity, like writing, generating ideas, or you're dealing with worry and indecision, one or the other. Your Pluto card this year is a Ten of Diamonds. Financial matters are likely to take the spotlight. It could be a year dealing with a large sum of money, directly or indirectly. It'd be a matter that causes a lot of change and personal growth for you. It could be your money or somebody else's money, but it's going to be important in your life in some way. It might just be money you use for work or inheritances up for grabs, or, you know, some kind of large money is going to challenge you. It may be that you've decided you want to earn a lot of money this year. Your own business could be at the point where you want to major expansion. But on the deeper level, the Ten of Diamonds tells us you're wanting an expansion of your values. It's a year to expand both your self-worth and the boundaries of what you think you can have, or as far as material things go. It seems like an external matter, but the real change is occurring within yourself. It's like, how much do you think you're worth? It's like, how much will you allow yourself to have? How much prosperity consciousness, you know, can you have? Whatever the case, you got to make some changes in your life in order to have the success you want in this area, and at times it will seem difficult. The result card is going to tell you a little bit more about that. And your result card for this year, is the Queen of Hearts. And this year you'll... get married or have a child. Well,
I'm
not sure about having a child part, but you know.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. it could be the birth card of the person that you're involved with. That, you know, if you have a new relationship with him, and they might be a Queen of Hearts. So, you know, because guys can be Queens of Hearts if they're born on those days. Or if you're married and you already have children, you might be challenged by your marriage or your role as a mother. And it's just, you know, you making changes in your behavior to maintain a successful relationship. It's likely that you're going to succeed. Your Pluto card points to someone involved in the challenge or gives specific ideas about it. And sometimes in the age group you're in, it's like sometimes it can be those teenagers that challenge us for things too. It's also a powerful indicator that you could end up with somebody of the heart suit by your next birthday, whether it's a friend or a significant other or a family member. You're going to have some dealings with that person before the year's end. Let's see, what else here? Ace of Diamonds is your environment card. A year of new beginnings, both in work and other financial enterprises, bringing new blessings and a good fortune to you. This would be an ideal fluence for starting a new business or a new personal relationship, because it's a year of beginnings as far as your values are concerned. You might find you're starting over in many important areas of your life, areas that will ultimately bring you more joy and contentment. And again, that kind of goes along with that idea of the rebirth. It's like, you know, you look back and go, wow, this is like, you know, the first year of the rest of my life type of thing. Your displacement card this year is the Six of Clubs, and it could be a year when you learn the value of doing what you say you're going to do, along with the value of peace and tranquility in your life. Sixes are karmic and balancing cards that cause debts from the past to be paid, but not to be worried, because it's a very favorable position for success in your work, one in which you overcome any problems that present themselves to you. It's a really good possibility of professional recognition and reward. Let's see. And what period are you in right now? Mercury started back, okay, on 6/15. You went through Venus. That started in August 6th. Your Mars started September 27th. Wow, you're getting close to the end of your year here. Wow. Jupiter was in November, and your Saturn started in January. Uranus, okay, here we go. You were in your Uranian period. So it's like that went from started March 3rd, and it goes till this month, till 4/24. For this month, you've got the biggest influences is this Queen of Clubs and the Four of Clubs. And you've also got one more. You've got also got the Neptune one after this one. Queen of Clubs in the Uranus period shows that there's a very psychic, creative influence that bestows a lot of success in almost any field where mind power, creativity, and intuition can be applied. Many ideas and bits of information just kind of, you know, pop in your mind, and, you know, they could be very helpful to your work or personal life. You might be more impatient than usual. You need to be careful while driving, okay? In general, it's a productive and delightful period of mental success. If you know any women in the club suits, of course, you know, unless you know everybody's birthday, it's like, yeah. Might be somewhat unpredictable, but if you want to ensure success in your relationships, is you just kind of, you know, if you got people that acting unpredictable, you just kind of step back, let them be or do whatever they need to do or be, and a good friendship comes from unconditional love and acceptance. And then you've got the Four of Clubs in your Uranus period also, and it brings contentment in labor, service, or some real estate-related activity, success in humanitarian or spiritual-related activities, also indicated by this card, of contentment and peace. Whatever the influence, your greatest satisfaction is going to come through helping others. It may happen in the context of maybe a larger organization. You know, your positive thoughts and prayers can be an effective healing agent now, even for those at a distance. And it's like, and I do always tell people, it's like, you know, the when you think you can't do anything else, the best absolute thing you can do for anybody, anytime, anywhere, is to pray. And this influence is strongly grounding for us. It'll bring satisfaction in this period, regardless of what card may appear as your other Uranus card. The net and overall result is satisfaction and contentment. Doesn't really show a lot here. I'm just going to do a little forward look from your Neptune area here and see if there's anything coming up in terms of relationship. I'm not really seeing anything, you know, like major, but I mean, if you're in a relationship, you know, if, kind of the stuff, you know, we discussed kind of over earlier, if you're already in a relationship, you know, it's going to be maybe some of those challenges, you know, like either from the spouse or from, you know, teenager or whatever, significant other. So it's like, yeah, just kind of look on that. It's like, is any of this making any sense or make any sense to you? Okay. Is that helping in any way?
Yeah, sure. That's
a big thing. We want to help people out.
Great. It's a lot of information, so I'm just trying to take it all in.
And a lot of times people do. It's like I've seen that. It's like, you know, you go back, they go back and they you know, go through the archive stuff and kind of jot notes down. And I know we go really fast here because it's like, well, at least today we got like a couple hours, but it's like some of the days we only have an hour to do this. So, yeah. And if you want a further reading, either, you know, you can either, I have an email, it's like kcbirthcards@gmail.com, or my number is 719-289-4907. Or one of our other really good psychics is Jethro. He's Psychic Jethro, and he's got his book, and he's got a website out at www.jethrosmith.net. And, you know, you can call and make an appointment with him. Or usually, normally, this is his spot on Saturdays. It's like, you know, he's here, and it's like, and he's going to be here tomorrow. But they, it's Easter weekend, so he and his other half kind of took a little trip outside of town. And it's like, he said he was going to try to call in if he got service. So I was like, oh, boy. But normally he's here. I know he's on with Psychic Celeste on Monday mornings at 9, and then just kind of spots through the week. But usually Saturdays is his time, and he might be here tomorrow afternoon. It'd be, I'm not sure. All I know is the mountain time zone. It's like, I can give you mountain time zone, it's 3 o'clock, and it's like you have to make that transliteration across the board. It's like,
okay.
it's like 5 o'clock Florida time and 3 o'clock Pacific time. So, anyway, but all righty. Well, is there anything else? And if I can, you know, call back and let us know how things are going, or if you got more questions and stuff. It's like a lot of times he can clarify things. You know, I'll hit on things and whatever, and then you know he'll call back and he'll really hit on them and give you some specifics.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in today, Sue. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye. All righty. And where'd we go here? Oh, we just lost one. Okay. Somebody clicked out on me. Okay, but here we have, hey, Tristan, how you doing today?
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, what's going on today?
Yesterday, you know, that wonderful job I had.
Oh, what happened?
I don't have anymore.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, you know, I was working for the temporary agency, and
right.
At the end of the day, the manager...
How temporary it was?
Exactly. The manager lady said, thank you for your time here. We won't be needing your services any longer. And I was
wow.
How unprofessional, because I actually didn't really work for them. I worked for the temporary agency, so they should have contacted the temporary agency and told them to call me. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, they didn't go through the proper, what would in military be called the proper chain of command, exactly.
Yeah, and it was just really bizarre because it kind of came out of nowhere, but I had a weird feeling, so.
Oh, boy.
So much for that.
Well, are you still signed up with that temp agency? Or are you still,
I am, and I'm going to call them on Monday.
Okay.
And let them know I'm not sure what the heck happened, other than I think it was about money.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to know, what cards are you using?
Our deck of playing cards, the hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs.
Okay, because...
Just a regular old deck with the good old fashioned pictures on them, you know, the
regular
the
playing cards.
Just a deck of playing cards, because that's, I mean, ironically enough, that's where our deck of playing cards came from. It's called the Order of Magi. Somebody's trying to beep on there.
I heard that.
Yeah, I sorry about that. It's like I haven't figured out how to. Tell people, please don't call me, you know, whatever, but it's like, yeah, anyway.
I am busy.
I'm busy, right. Hey, let me get your birthday again real quick, and I'm going to look up and see, you know, we'll see what else is going on here.
September 12th, 1964.
Okay, so we're looking at 9, 12.
It's supposed to be a good year for me, because it's the year of the dragon.
Yeah. Alrighty. 64 is, let me think, 8. Yeah, that is. And yeah, you're a dragon, you're right. Okay, yeah, that's right. You are the queen of clubs. It's like, I ought to be able to remember that. It's like, that's the same.
I know, you keep calling me that.
That's why, it's because my sister was the queen of clubs. I'm like going, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, shoot.
I'm not sure if that's good or not, but.
Well, see, Uranus is a Virgo. It's like, she was a... Let's see, what was she? She was like that May birthday. She was like right on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini. And it's like, and I don't know that I ever knew her astrology stuff. It's like, because you have to, you know, with those kind of things, when people are kind of like on the cusp like that, sometimes if you don't know the exact birth hour and if you don't have like a good astrology program, you know, you can't tell. But that's what I did for, it was my second child. because he was born on the same day. It's like we had July 22nd in our family. My mother was born on July 22nd. My cousin was born on July 22nd. My husband's brother was born July 22nd. And it's like one of the great-grandparents was born July 22nd. And then we have this little guy showed up, and he was born July 22nd also.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Where everybody else had been cancers, he was 2 hours. He was born so late at night. He was born like 10 o'clock at night, and he was 2 hours into being a Leo. And what's really funky is this this particular thing that I use doesn't allow, if you will, for people on that day to be a Leo. It's like, so they insist that he's a Cancer. It's like, no, he's not. He's really a Leo. No. But it's really funny because, I always described it as, it's like, his little crabby feelers will get hurt, and it's like the lion roars. It's like, you know, the lions get that real arrogant roar, you know, but it's like, and it's usually because my crabby little feelers were hurt, because, you know, being that close on a cusp, it was just like, it was really a trip raising him.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, golly. Let's see here. Okay.
Sure you had your moments.
We did. It's like, I had a big one when he hit 16, and he proceeded to inform me that I had no idea absolutely who he was at all. And it's like, I'd been studying this stuff for a while by that time, and I proceeded to talk to him for about 10 minutes and tell him who he was, what he was, how he behaved, blah, blah, blah. And he just, he was crying on his bed over a girl. It was really sad. And it's like,
aww.
So his tears dried up. It's like his eyes bugged out. His mouth fell open. It's like, and when I'm done, he just stared at me. It's like, that's exactly the way I am. It's like, I didn't know you knew anything about me. It's like going, oh, are you real? It's like, A, you've lived with me for 16 years. You know, aside from that fact, I know this and this and this. It's like, come on. You know, if you were somebody off the street, I could tell you this about yourself. Oh, let's see. And your mother of intuition card, yeppers. And you're always wanting to mother people. And that ten of spades, okay, you want to get something, you really want to get it. Let's see, but what is happening? Okay, 47, that's the, you're having that age, you know, major completion year when you hit 47. It's like, you know, things are shifting for you too this year. Doors are, you're graduating and doors are closing and other doors are opening. And it's like, okay. But your long-range card, you got a five of hearts as your long-range card. And it's going to be a year of many changes of the heart, you know, for you. It may be that you're in the process of separation or divorce. That's actually the five of the hearts is called the divorce card. It takes a lot of your time, energy, and attention to handle. But it could be just be a year when you're restless emotionally. You want to break out of your current relationship or explore, you know, new ones or ideas. You may involve travel. It could take you away from your loved ones. You're seeking many new emotional experiences. You're meeting a lot of new people as you progress. Likely to be a basic change in the way you view relationships, marriages, and friendships. And it's your transition away from being in relationship to another, and it deserves to be acknowledged as the place where your path is leading you. So year of change is your keywords, and the keywords are the things I call, you know, write these down on your 3x5 index card and stick them on your bathroom, you know, mirror. But it's a year of changes in affection, travel, or one of meeting many new people, perhaps a major focus on divorce, you know, unless you're already there. King of Diamonds is your Pluto card. And King of Diamonds is one that's really good for business. One of your major goals this year is going to be to achieve more prosperity. Probably, you know, you might consider starting your own business or taking a leadership position in a company. King of Diamonds is a card of successful business owner. And they've got the full authority in the realm of finance and knows how to turn a profit and all that King does. They can be materialistic to a fault, but knows what they do very well. Somehow, you're either wanting to be more like this King of Diamonds, you know, the King of Diamonds cards, or having to deal with someone that like this is very challenging for you. In either case, you're the one being challenged to deal with what you are, where you're at financially or in that realm of business experience and success. And maybe you've been thinking about starting your own business for a while, and it's the year you pursue it, and it's like, if Jethro hasn't talked to you about coffee, I want to.
Coffee?
Literally, you know, no, seriously, it's called Healthy Coffee, and it's like, there's people that I've known that literally have gone from rags to riches in this business. So it's like, of course, it's network marketing, but it's like emphasis being on work, and there is a person that within the company, they went from you know, day one, 35 days they hit diamond, and diamond is where they built, you know, it's like they followed the success steps, because this company will train you, and it's like they follow the steps to the letter. 35 days, they had built an organization under themselves that was generating $200,000 a month in sales. And it's like when you hit that, you're getting $20,000 a month residual from the company. It's really an amazing thing. It's like I will talk with you about it later if you're interested, but it's like it's a
okay.
really minimal investment. So it's like if you want to get out of the rut, there's a way to do it. And it's like, and there are right now in this company, it's a young company. It's only been here not even 3 years in the U.S. It's an international company, and it's like there's people raking in like anywhere from the topper people, you know, $500,000 a month residuals. So it's like it's really amazing. And it's the more amazing thing is the health benefits. But anyway,
wow.
if you're thinking about starting your own business, you know, this is a really good one. Your result card. You've got the Seven of Clubs result card. It means you're going to have to learn to it's talking about letting go of self-defeating patterns of thinking and communicating. To overcome the challenges that you face this year, you adopt a more positive attitude or a new set of beliefs. You might be learning or sharing spiritual wisdom, or perhaps someone or something will remind you that as a man thinketh or as a woman thinketh, so is she. Your Pluto card gives you more of that information about the new positive spiritual consciousness that you achieve, and I believe that was the... that Pluto one was the King of Diamonds, so that was that one with the transformational about, you know, be your own boss this year. You raise, and it's like your affirmation for that one is you raise your consciousness to more positive, uplifting thoughts and beliefs and spiritualize your thinking. Your environment card this year is the Queen of Spades, and blessings and good fortune this year comes through hard work, organization, and spiritual self-mastery. It's an important year when you could actually make some important interchanges that could alter the way you perceive your life and in turn alter your destiny. Let's see, okay, that one won't affect you. Spades, everyone else will benefit from relationships with Spades women of all denominations. Oh, that's funny because I'm a Spade, please. That is really funny. Okay, never mind.
Okay, what does that mean?
You benefit from knowing women who are the Spades of the, you know, who have a Spade card as their birth card. And I'm going sitting there going, wait a minute, it's like I'm a Five of Spades. That's right, I'm a Spades person. Yeah, okay. That means the business may be good for you.
Get it now.
You're displacing the Ace of Hearts this year, and it's a year when your personal satisfaction and love matters will assume greater importance in your life. Just what will best satisfy your yearning for affection comes into focus. You may precipitate new love affairs or birth ritual. Well, no, I don't think we're going for the birth of the child, thank you. But it marks the beginning of a new way of loving yourself. Our relationships always reflect how we love ourselves, so expect some new experiences in this area. And that is a really big one. It's like, and a lot of times people really forget that. It's like it goes kind of back to the two big commandments that Christ gave us was, you know, you love God as, you know, your whole heart, soul, mind, and spirit. But the second is you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it's like, you know, so many people go around with like low self-esteem and whatever. It's like, and they're not loving themselves. So it's like, dang, how do you get into a relationship? You know, it's like you're a lot of times, you know, if they get into a relationship when they're feeling at a low, they might bring in a low relationship. So it's like, make sure you're loving yourself before you get into a relationship.
Yeah.
And we can talk more about that relationship as it's going, because I haven't got any word back from my son yet. I kind of asked him about that, about, you know, how to go about doing stuff in a proper military manner. And he was going to, quote, go check on stuff with his chain of command and find out. So
that's so cool.
We'll find out how that goes. Let's see.
That's so
kind
hilarious.
Of overall here. Looking here, your Mercury period, that started in September, of course, and then you moved to your Venus. That was in November to December 25th, and then Mars started December 25th to February, in the middle of February the 16th. Jupiter is still running. You're just at the tail end of your Jupiter period right here, right now. That started February 16th, and it will come to a conclusion there on April 9th. And then your Saturn period is going to start April 9th. So let's just kind of look at the cards here. For Jupiter is the Seven of Spades and the King of Clubs. And then we'll look at that Saturn that starts in those. That's the Jack of Clubs and the Six of Clubs. So let's check this out here. Seven of Spades in the Jupiter period. It can bring on illness related to worry about money or work, perhaps some overworking, or you might be overdoing things now. Fear may be the reason for it. Can also indicate money, time, or time lost through illness, but it has positive manifestations as well. It's a powerful spiritual influence, giving you more than the usual energy to conquer your mundane problems through the application of faith, gratitude, wisdom, self-honesty, and discipline. Any attempts to help others or adopt a more sincere basis for your work could result in greater prosperity. So the powerful card of faith could also bring realization of many of life's deeper mysteries. Because it falls in Jupiter, it's much easier to manifest the higher spiritual benefits. However, those who are very attached to circumstances, turning out a certain way, or if you're really materialistic by nature, you could have some really difficult challenges, because sevens are kind of about letting go and letting God. The King of Clubs in Jupiter gives you one of success in business or profession, especially if you're involved in one or more of the mental fields like writing, speaking, teaching, or publishing. So, you know, if you've got a book floating around in your head, this might also be a good, you know, good year to start on that.
I do.
Your mental power is at an all-time high, along with your ability to make informed and brilliant choices in your line of work, and it's definitely the time to expand your scope of operation and to think big. Any man in the club suits could be a source of financial or other blessings this year, especially those who are older or in a leadership role in their work. Okay, so that influence is going to go till the 9th, and golly, we're just 2 days away. This is the 7th, and actually my youngest one turned 10 today. He's all excited. They're out walking the dog and playing ball over across the street. Like, and going, what are we going to do today, Mom? They want to go roller skating. So we're going to see what we're going to do this afternoon. Okay, and then your Saturn period starting here on the 9th. And it's like the Saturday, what just kind of the overview with this, where Jupiter is really expansive, you know, really good stuff. Saturn period that follows Jupiter is almost the reverse of its influence, whereas Jupiter is expansive in abundance. Saturn sometimes is often restrictive and burdensome. It's a teaching card. The two cards found this period will combine to tell you what influences are present and what's likely to happen. Our Saturn cards often tell us who or what are major challenges or difficulties for the year. But by facing those challenges, we can learn a lot of things that will aid us in our ultimate success. Saturn teaches patience and responsibility. So what you have looking in your Saturn period coming up here, and that's they last for 52 days. It's like they, you know, the influence is kind of for the whole year to a lesser degree, but when you're actually in that time frame, it's like there's, you know, they're stronger, I guess I want to say it's a stronger energy, stronger influence. So you've got the Jack of Clubs, and it says creative projects may seem a burden during this period and to a lesser extent for the entire year. You're going to have to work harder to get ideas and implement them, and rewards seem less than usual for the efforts expended. So you're going to work twice as hard for, you know, the same amount, or it's like if you work the same, it's going to be half. But in truth, it's a time of building for the future. So your progress seems hampered. You're laying the foundation for future success. Be very careful when making verbal commitments, as they may return to haunt you if you made them casually with no intention of keeping them. So really watch what you say. Be on the lookout for men of the club suits, especially those who are younger, who may be approaching you from either a romantic or creative point of view. They're likely to prove burdensome in some way, and it's like, it would be interesting to know what that fellow's birth card is. I'll have to look at that. Your vertical six of clubs in the Saturn, health conditions, whether good or bad, will not change under that. Intuition is present, but you may find it hard to follow, or your own fear may prevent you from using it. You might feel you're being forced by circumstances into making compromises and adjustments with others. Be aware of how you talk to others, because what you give, you'll get in return. It's like, you know, what you put out comes back. So be open to others' ideas and plans in order to get the most out of that influence. If you've told things that are not quite accurate in the past or made promises you haven't kept, it may be the time you got to pay up or come clean. Otherwise, that influence could indicate a time when you'll become much more aware of your life's purpose. You're being brought in line with the will of God, whether you like it or not. No. let's see. After that is your Uranus. Uranus period is, that doesn't start until May. That's like May 31st, and that'll go till like mid-July, July 22nd that day. That's a seven of diamonds. It might bring unexpected, unusual loss or outlay of money or situation in real estate, labor, employees, or speculation leaves you worried about money. It's a good influence for spiritual matters, so learning new spiritual information, attending classes, keeping, you know, in mind that positive card, like 4, 8, or 10, when the other position, what you do, you have a 10 in that other position, is going to make it offset any problematic situations that might arise from this seven of diamonds, because sevens are always about, not necessarily loss, but they're about letting go, and it's like, and about teaching us about, you know, how not to have quite so many expectations or deals, like kind of God's going to run his universe the way he feels fit, you know, whether you like it or not. That's kind of what the sevens are about. The Ten of Clubs, influence brings success and recognition in labor affairs, real estate deals, and any kind of teaching or writing. So it's like, again, that may be good. It's a good influence for humanitarian work or selfless service to your community. Psychic development or working with electronics or futuristic technology is also favored. So it's like I'm thinking, you know, if you're sitting there writing a book, it's like you're going to be doing it on a computer. So it's like, you know, they have a lot of things covered there. Your intuition could be very strong now. Apply it in your work for success and understanding of yourself and others. So that's coming up right at the end of May, just the 1st of June and through mid-July. And then the very last card in the year is your Neptune, and that's showing it's a good influence. It's the Ten of Clubs again. It brings a lot of success for the realization of a dream. Travel can be rewarding at this time, as well as business interests that are foreign or distant from you in some way. It could see you achieving success and recognition in the fields of writing, teaching, speaking, or learning, especially if it deals with helping or caring for others in some way. So that might be really good. And it's always the Neptune is that one that begins 52 days before your next birthday, and it kind of represents our hopes and fears for the year. So yeah, it's like, you know, not really seeing, I mean, there's a lot of stuff pointing to, you know, this might really be a good time to, like, you know, be in business for yourself, or you know start on that book writing moment, or you know, get into the entrepreneurial thing. Like I say, I'll talk with you more about that, you know, after show today here. But you know, it's like maybe it's time to be your own boss, you know, and it's like instead of depending on someplace else, it's like it's nice to have a quote regular job, you know, to kind of help, you know, because a lot of people, I mean, I was working for the census when I started in the coffee stuff, and it's like it was nice those first 3 months, you know, having like a paycheck come in, it kind of helped, but it's like it assumes a life of its own and it starts taking off, and it does pay for itself, you know, once you get it going. So it's like it's pretty kind of self-sustaining. But yeah, as far as that goes, and like I say, you probably won't get a hold of Jethro until Monday. It's like your best bet would be, you know, probably call him back actually on the show, like at, let's see, 9 o'clock Mountain Time is going to be 11 o'clock, your guys, you know, Florida time.
Right.
So anyway. Right. Well, I got some other callers here. It's like we can kind of maybe chat afterwards. I think you got my 719-289-4907, and it's like I got minutes back on my thing, so it's like,
yeah,
I'm good.
I saw that. That was funny. I laughed. I have minutes now.
Yeah.
You sound like me with the minutes, all about the minutes.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Well, I really cheated. I got one of those net ten things, and for $50 a month, I get 50,000 minutes. I never run out until, you know, it's like what runs out is the service time.
I hear you. It's crazy. Do you read from a book about this?
What I do is I have the thing where I have the computer reports, you know, I have the reports that generate, and these are the ones that it's like if people decide they want to buy them, it's like it's the same thing that I run for myself every year. It's like they're about, and yours is like 34 pages. They usually run about 34 to 36 pages long, and it's like it's what I call the yearly report, and it's like, and I sell them for $30. It's like, which is, I've been told, is way underpriced. But I said, well, I need the cost of paper, I need the cost of ink, I need the cost of, you know, whatever. And it's like, and a little bit for my time, because it doesn't take me a whole long time to do them. I mean, it takes me probably like 20 minutes, you know, to run one out. So it's like, yeah, you know, it's like, so I make a little bit, but it's like, at the same time, it gives you, you know, something to kind of write in, and it's like, I, you know, leave note pages and stuff, and I do, I scribble in mine all year, and kind of go, yep, here's what's coming up here, and if weird things happen, I kind of go, it's like, and what would be a good, you know, flip a coin here and do this, you know, but that's, yeah, that's what I do, is like, I just kind of read from your report, and it's like,
it's just a horoscope report?
Have what?
It's just a horoscope report?
No, it's not that. It's a report. It goes through all the cards that influences, you know, for the year. It's like, because each year has a specific cards in specific places, and it's like, and you know, no two are the same for, you know, for two people, unless of course that, you know, those people are like, unless you have the same birth card. But even if that, unless somebody's born like on the same day, it's like they'll have different cards in different places. So it's like it's just I don't know, I don't even know how to describe this. It's like it's a system that's, if you want to, you know, go this way, it's like they say it's 20,000 years old, and it's like it was called the Order of the Magi, and those were the guys that showed up. You know, they used their system to figure out when Christ was born, and they showed up
right.
with gold, frankincense, and myrrh, you know. So,
right.
You know, and it's really, it was hidden for a long time, you know. It's like went underground when they were doing the witch trials and all that kind of stuff. But in the 1800s, this gentleman by the name of Olney Richards brought it out of hiding, and he wrote a couple books on it. And I read some of his initial stuff, and it's just amazing. I mean, and he could take those cards. He had studied them enough where he could, like, you know, flip them out, and he could tell you what phase the moon was in, what, you know, I don't know, sign, and, you know, all that stuff. It's like, because they said that's what it was. It was called the little book. And it's like, but you had to study it to learn what the little book said, and that's why it was really important to not change the face pictures of those cards. And it's like, and they said that, you know, other decks of cards that get away from the original cards, they don't do as well. It's like, you know, people go back to those original things because there's symbology and stuff embedded in them that gives you clues for, it's like, oh, this is the time of this, this is the time of this, you know, whatever. So it's like, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, when he was writing the books, golly, he was old, and I'll say he'd probably been studying it for maybe 20, 30 years by the time he wrote the books on them. So this is one of those things that you study for a while before you master it. But it's like, yeah, we've got the advantage of computer technology, and what's really nice is that's exactly what I do. I run the reports, and then I just kind of, you know, go through and pick the highlights and go, well, this is this. But it's like, yeah, there's, like I say, there's 34 pages for you, you know, of written stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. For the year.
So this computer,
it's pretty comprehensive.
Exactly. So this computer program is called the Book of Magi?
No, it's by Robert Camp. Robert Camp does it, and it's like it's out of the Book of Destiny. And it's like he's got one that's love cards for relationship stuff, and then one that's just like, you know, your birth card stuff. And the two of them together, it was an investment. It was like $50, you know.
Wow.
And I did the books first, and then the computer program, yeah, add a zero or two onto that 50.
Oh my
it's
God!
It's like the computer programs are a little pricey, but it's like, you know, it was to me, it was worth it, you know, because it was something that I studied and was really interested in, and it shows so much stuff. It's just, I mean, it's phenomenal. And he does, it's like he's at let me think, it's like the seven, it's www.7thunders or something like that. And it's like, but anyway, but if you Google like Robert Camp or the Seven Thunders, he's the only one that comes up. He was in Tennessee when I first, you know, got the programs and stuff from him. He was on the East Coast. He was in Tennessee. And now it's like I'd lost my password, so I ended up having to find him again in, you know, like seven moves we've made. So I Googled it, and it's like he's out in California now. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
But he offers like e-classes, you know, he has like those kind of things, and it's like, just, you know, all kinds of stuff for interpretive things and whatever. It's just anything to help, you know, look at stuff. And it's like, and he's gotten more in-depth with stuff. It's like there's really levels you can take this to, and it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, I would say so.
I was going to say, the more specific you get, it's like the more, it's like, wow, it really does hit things just, you know, right on the head. It's really, it is. It's just amazing and worth it. Okay, well, I got some other people waiting here, and
well, I wanted to tell you, You are handling the show most excellently.
Oh, well, thank you. Sometimes I wonder because I never listen to myself.
No, you've been doing wonderful. You've been doing a great job.
Cool. Well, thank you.
And if you want to, you know, when you have time, you got my number. Just give me a call and when you're okay with it, you know, because I know you're
going to
be busy and stuff like that. So
I was going to say, this afternoon, I know I've got an appointment with a little boy to go do something. So it's like, yeah.
Exactly. And, and you know,
later on today.
You know I'm free, so.
Yep, exactly. There you go.
Okay.
Well, go out and enjoy. I was going to say, go out and enjoy the Florida sunshine. Hopefully it's kind of decent day down there, huh?
Yeah, actually, it's very nice out today for a change.
Cool. You know what? Get some good sunshine and avoid that, what they call SADD, that seasonal affective disorder, whatever. I was gonna say, you wanna stay on the show with me here, and, you know, just kind of.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Well, we're gonna go to our next caller here. They've been very patient here, and this is the area code 310. Let's see if I can get the computer to click on. I don't know what it's doing here. Don't tell me it froze up on me. Okay. I don't know what it's doing. Rats, I can't get 310 to click out. Hang on just for a second. Let me try. Don't go away on me here. I'm gonna put you on mute and see if that makes a difference, if I can get them up. So hang on. Okay, I've got Tristan on mute? Nope. I got Tristan live, I think. Okay. I'm not sure what happened with 310. Okay. Nope, I still got you.
You still got me, Kelly?
I still got you. It's like I'm not sure what happened to 310. It's like they, I don't know, that was really weird. It's like it was holding, and it's like clicked on it, and it's like it dropped off. So it's like, all righty.
Do you want me to hang up and just listen on the other way?
No. Well, it's like right now my queue's open, so it's like you and I can talk.
That's hilarious.
I was going to say, if you feel like talking on the air, it's like I will go ahead and talk to you on the air, because it's like, yeah, it's like, well, and I'm sure part of this is, you know, because this is Easter weekend, it's like I'm sure people are out just like Jethro. It's like, you know, they're going, yep, we're going out and vacationing, and probably nobody's by their phones and nobody's having reception. So it's like, it's okay, though.
Jethro gets to be the lucky one, right?
Yeah, exactly, something like that. No, and it's a beautiful day here. It's like Colorado was having a really beautiful day. Now, I can't say the same of my son-in-law called me this morning, because he was going to wish Zeri a happy, happy tenth, and it's like he's in Idaho, and right now when he called me, he was on a tractor.
Uh-huh.
And they had it was, yeah, it's spring season out there, and he says that's why it really hurt, because apparently last night in Idaho it dropped to 19 degrees. They had,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, 32 is freezing, okay, so it was several degrees below freezing.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurt some of their
vegetation.
You know, crops. Not just the vegetation, it's like some of the crops that was in the ground and stuff. And he says, well, this guy that he works for, they've got like, I don't know, I think 500 acres to plant or something like that. It's like they've got a little bit to go. So he was calling me from the cab of the tractor this morning, going, wow, it's like it doesn't sound like. He says, yeah, these, you know, the tractor cabs are really kind of nice. You know, they got air conditioning. He says, don't need air conditioning this morning, need heating this morning. It's like pretty soon there's this clunkety clunk. I was like, what? And he goes, says, oh, sorry about that. I dropped the phone because I was taking my coat off. It's like the heater in the cab of the tractor, you know. I was like going, man, that's a different kind of tractor than I used to drive. It's like I was, you know, out in the day working in the hay fields when they didn't have cabs. It's like if you wanted shade, you wore a wide-brimmed hat.
Exactly.
If you wanted to be cool, you took your bottle of Gatorade, or, you know, back and then it was like, you know, your bottle of Tang with your water or something. It was like, yeah, right.
That's funny. You're bringing up old stuff now, Tang.
Well, I'm pretty old. I'm an ancient fossil, man. I'm like 53. Come on.
No, but just funny because I remember those days.
Yeah, doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Golly.
So his birth date is June. No, wait. June 19th.
June 19th. Okay, let's see here. Then.
I can't remember the year. I think it's 73.
Okay, let me take a look. Should I look at you guys as a couple, or should I just look at him as an individual?
How about as just an individual?
An individual. Okay, I can totally do that. So,
because I don't think there's no couple action.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, is he still after you for cash or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, golly. Okay, so the month was 6 and the day was what? June what?
The 19th.
19th.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
And it's funny because...
he's right on the cusp of Gemini and...
Cancer.
And Cancer.
Yeah.
And you think he's 63 or 64?
No, 73.
Oh, whoops, 73. Yeehaw, let's see. What's that, a decade there? Okay. Okay, and I'm not going to say his name on air here because,
yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, his birth card was a Jack of Clubs, and he's got that planetary ruling card of the Nine of Diamonds. That's what that was, because I remember it's like, well, and this is, I hesitate to tell people, you know, on air, but it's like really and truly the Jacks, they can be the most creative people in the deck, but they can also be the most flipping dishonest if you get somebody with that inclination. And I think the funniest thing that I would like to see I would like to see our prison system do, you know, run like a birth card thing and see how many of these people that are in jail are Jacks, seriously, you know, because there's four Jacks in this deck, and it's like, and of course, you know, of course, there's 360. Oh, that was some of the stuff I was doing yesterday with it. It was like reading through some of the stuff. It's like, here's how our, you know, let me see if I can, while it's running this, let me see if I can actually actually bring up this other one. Oh, there we go. Yep, okay. Is it still running this? Is it? Oh, what did it do on me? Oh, it stopped. Okay, hang on. I got to rerun that. But while that's running, I'm going to also run this one. And it was really cool. Because here's some of the questions you're asking about that. And it's about the Destiny system. It says, kept secret for thousands of years, the esoteric system behind our common playing cards has just recently resurfaced and been made available to the general public. The system has been preserved mostly intact since its inception over 20,000 years ago. To the average person, this system can become an invaluable tool for self-discovery and for personal and professional prediction. When we look at the cards in our yearly spreads, we're peering into the very heart of destiny and karma, giving us a reflection of our choices, both now and in past lives. Most people are immediately taken by the accuracy of the information presented, as well as how easy it is to use and understand. It's the premier system for self-understanding in today's world. And then the available books is The Destiny Cards and Love Cards by Robert Camp are the two most popular books on this ancient system. And there are others. There's a couple other gals who wrote things, and it's like, and I got them, and they were a lot harder to understand. They really couched it in, you know, like esoterical phrases and stuff, and I was going, yeah, this is why, you know, some of these things died out, because it's like, unless you had a dictionary along with you, it's like, what in the world did that word mean, you know? But the,
you want it in layman's terms.
Yeah, exactly. Love Cards gives a detailed analysis of your birth card determined by your birthday, what your karmic traits and patterns are, and it's fully explained in the chapter about your card. It also reveals the specific tendency of each birth card in the area of love, marriage, and romance. And from there it goes on to showing you how to do professional level compatibility reading between you and anyone else you meet. And like I said, when I was first doing these, I was doing these by hand. It was like it was pretty, it was a lot of work. Destiny Cards reveals the way to knowing your past, present, and future utilizing the methods taught by the ancients. It's a simplified, this complex method, making it so easy to learn that the average person can do their first reading in an hour or less. Both books are able to be used for your entire lifetime. You can do readings for nearly everyone you choose. These books are available in most major bookstores, including Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and Amazon.com. You can also order them through the website. There it is, www.7thunders. It's a numerical 7, Thunders, and then small, you know, thunders.com. With these books, you can start doing readings almost immediately, and the information will amaze you with its accuracy and pertinence. But about the playing cards, our common playing cards are in truth a symbolic representation of our calendar that has been used for centuries by the priests in the temples to work planetary motion and earth cycles. If one but notices how all the numeric values in the deck of cards match our calendar perfectly, it becomes apparent that our common deck of cards are not so common. For example, it says we have 52 cards, that, you know, we have 52 weeks in the year. There's four suits, we have four seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Yeah.
There's 13 cards in each suit, the 13 lunar cycles, the full and new moons. And in the 364, you know, 7 days in the week, that's the 52 cards in the deck. But the real clincher is when we add up the what they call the numeric or spot value of each card in the deck. The entire deck added together adds up to 364, but with the addition of the Joker, which is considered to have a spot value of 1.25, we get that 365 1/4, exactly the number of days in our calendar year. It should be noted our cards are in perfect design for the planet Earth solely. They do not represent the cycles of any other planet known to exist. Therefore, they truly are uniquely devised with this planet in mind. Used correctly and with knowledge of the ancient methods of handling the cards and laying them out, we can reveal the personal destinies of men, women, companies, and nations. Where do they come from? The first book published about this ancient system was made available in 1894. That was Olney Richards. In that book, the author claims that our playing cards originated on the continent of Atlantis and were propagated around the Earth after the demise of that grand civilization. So that's kind of the history of them. And it's like, and I looked at all those and going, yep, you know, the 52 cards, the four suits and the seasons, the 13 for the lunar cycle, you know, the 364 days. Oh, and it's like, because each, the way they started, it's like, it starts out with spades. It's like, for example, it's like on January 1st, that's the only birth date that you'll ever be a king of spades. And January 2nd is the only day in the year that you'll ever be a queen of spades. It's like, and then with each month it progresses. So like January starts with a king and queen, and then it goes down, and it goes spades, and then it's diamonds, and then it's clubs, and then it's hearts. It goes from the oldest, you know, the old people of the deck are the spades, and then the diamonds are considered the you know, like the adults of the deck. The clubs are considered people who are the scholars, you know, like the school age and the scholars up through university. And then the young people of the deck are, you know, the hearts or the youngest heart and all that good stuff. But the other flip side of that is, like, people who are spades, it's like, you know, your old souls, it's like, you know, working whatever. And it also represents a lot of the transformation stuff because, for example, like the Ace of Spades represents is like a lot of times a death card. And a lot of times people who get that, even if nobody actually dies in their life, it's like they usually have events that happen in their life that are, you know, something ends and something else begins. It is a really transformational time. Then the like the diamonds. Diamonds are really good for, you know, yes, you're, you know, the adults, and it's like it's about money on this planet, but the deeper sense of it is if someone is a diamond, they're about values. They're here to examine what their values are. Somebody who's clubs. Clubs are the scholars, and it's like, you know, and you're here, you know, you're the learners, but it's like, you know, you can turn to, like, anything you want to, really and truly. It's like, you know, the clubs people are really fortunate in that because they're the scholars. They can learn anything they set their minds to learn, and it's like, it's, you know, it's rare to meet, you know, somebody who's a clubs person who hasn't achieved, you know, what they, I mean, the only reason that somebody is a club and has not done what they want to do is just because they're not applying themselves. That's really
Didn't
how
you
that
say
goes.
I was a club person?
Yeah, you're the queen.
Yeah, oh.
You're a queen of clubs. So it's like, and you've got that, you know, that nurturing moment going on too. So it's like, you know, not only are you doing self, you know, some self mastery of you know your own stuff there, but it's like you're also trying to mother hen everybody else and mentor people as you go. Totally.
Yeah.
That's which makes it funny because that's part of the attraction there is because you're the queen of clubs to his jack of clubs, and it's like two cards that are always together like that. They have what they call moon, you know, the moon connections, and that was, you know, I remember I did some of that for you, like at the very beginning, you know, the first time, you know, when you told me about him and whatever, and it's like going, that's
right.
It's where that attraction is, you know. But at the same time, it's kind of like, okay, you know, I understand this, but he's, you know, the hardest thing for Jack people is trying to be honest. And it's like, because it's so easy for them to spin a tail, you know, they just kind of do it automatically. It's just like, you know, that second nature just pops right out, and they just kind of go la 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 la. And it's like, really? It's like, oh yeah, really? You know, reminds you of the Lion King. You know, Lion King with the two little cubs going please, and they both smile. You know, it's like, yeah, right. But yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know. He's the, okay, see, in the calls, he's the Jack of Clubs is the mentally creative card. It's creative, dishonest, or a mixture of both. As we can imagine, those who are the most creative can also be the most dishonest and vice versa. It's a card of mental and financial creativity, and these people are no lazy bones. Their brilliant minds are far ahead of the common person in society. They are the people of the Aquarian Age, being neither, they call them neither male nor female, but it's like, that's simply in the mind. It has nothing to do with the body. We're not talking transgender, you know. It's just like, you know, that's how their minds work. They're progressive, on the cutting edge of evolution of our society and world. As members of the royal family, because the Jacks, Queens, and Kings are the royal cards, they dislike pettiness and tend to be somewhat impatient with the failings of others. They need to respect and a position that allows their brilliant minds free reign to create and explore. They're never at a loss for ideas, some of which will bring them huge financial returns. Unfortunately, if you're trying to get your huge financial returns out of, you know, being an internet lover and hitting on ladies, it's like, that's not very nice. On the negative side, here we go. On the negative side, there's a flip that coin over. They can be irresponsible and in some cases dishonest because they see things from so many levels that nothing is really, quote, wrong. It's just another way of looking at things. And they can make up a story so fast they can explain away practically anything, like how whatever it was, Sergeant Rains turned into Sergeant Rod or whatever it was. Like, amazing.
No.
That was a transition.
No. They, you're
but
cracking
they don't
me
do.
Up, Kelly.
Yeah.
It was the POA was Rain Colton. And
oh,
then all of a sudden the sergeant that we needed to speak to was named Sergeant Rain.
Right.
Spelled the same exact way. I'm like, okay.
Right. And then it's like in that one that you sent me, it's like it's totally It totally flipped from being that kind of feminine name to as a masculine name that showed up, but I can't remember if it was like Sergeant Rod or Rodney or something like that. But like one. What a transformation. I wonder if they had a gender bender moment. Anyway, yes, but so he's, you know, but on the flip side, it says they don't get away with much in that regard because Saturn's hand always reminds them of the boundaries that keep them balanced and fair. The trouble comes when they start believing their own stories, which he may be caught up in this, departing from reality a little too far and creating a lot of hardship before getting back on course. So he may be out there and about to be snapped back at the end of his tether, and this may snap him back there to be a little more, you know, honest type person. So it's like, it might not be all bad. He might be going through some transformation. I'll look. But they're essentially good and giving people. Even though they are argumentative at times, they're loving and friendly to all they meet. Some of the Jack of Clubs concerning relationships, such a strong and fixed mental approach to life can have its share of challenges for the Jack of Clubs. Mental approaches do not always work in the realms of love. However, these... Oh, cool. However, these... he just showed me he got a card from his sister in Idaho. Do not particularly have bad karma in that area. They need someone who is their friend first and will allow them some freedom to do and be themselves. If they have that, they're faithful and devoted. The men are excellent lovers, women excellent companions. They often have to contend with the ill health of a loved one or their own health problems that are rooted in some emotional conflict. In most cases, their health issues are related to some emotional cause, whether it be family or lover related. So that's some of, you know, that's his primary one. Now, he's got his planetary ruling card is the Nine of Diamonds. And it helps make him more of a giving person, and he's probably noticed others come to him for solace and advice. I'm not sure. You've never really met him. We don't know. You'll have to do a good amount of giving over the course of your lifetime. He's going to have to. But this card also highlights his intellectual abilities as well as the ability to sell or promote what you believe in. He could make a lot of money in sales. Well, gee, you know what? Sign him for the coffee and get him hooked into it. It's like, you know, that way he could be honest in making money and asking people for money because it's like he can take that money, sign him up, and let him do coffee.
But remember, he has no control over his finances.
That's right. It's like,
and I have to tell you something else. I met somebody new who I really think is him, under a different name.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of some of the things that this person has said. And it's a totally different picture. But,
oh, no.
But it's like...
So maybe he decided to get honest. So maybe some of those emails you sent him kind of spooked him back in honesty, you think, maybe?
And this person says, they said something about that they tried online dating before, but were scammed out of money from some chick or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that, you know. And I wrote, you know, don't worry, I won't be asking you for any money. And he's like, you're free to ask as long as it's for a good reason. And then he writes, but you must know, I do not have access to my salary while deployed here.
Oh, wow.
Not another one.
That's fascinating. Maybe he passed your name along to a buddy. Oh, here we go. Okay.
I'm like, I can't believe that.
She had two gone. She had two? Okay, you get the other two.
Until I'm back in the States. What is that? What is that?
Well, you know, I mean, yes and no. I do know there's some of that goes on because as... yeah, they have chits and stuff. This is why, okay, when my son deployed, he put me totally in charge of his finances.
Right.
And I did. I paid his bills. I did, you know, all that stuff. And it's like, it even got to the point where it was like, okay, Afghanistan is about like Wyoming, except worse in terms of desolation in the middle of winter. And it's really cold and it's like no vegetation. The Army, in their infinite wisdom, forgot... or had checked off or something, forgot to give him winter underwear. And it's like,
so he was
over there literally freezing. And so on one of the calls, he goes, Mom, I want you to take some, you know, like $200 here and go buy me some of that Under Armour. It's like, because they won't give me underwear. It's like, no problem, honey. I'd like to see you live and without pneumonia. So,
really?
I went and dropped a couple hundred bucks on, you know, winter rags for him and shipped him over. And it's like, and then he was the envy of his unit, so because he was warm, you know. But that is true. It's like they really didn't, you know, he had everything set up on, you know, what he didn't have on automatic payments. It's like I took and paid and handled and, you know, whatever. So it's like, but yeah, it's like, so there is, I do acknowledge that one. It's like, yeah, there is some, you know, lack of access there. It's like, I mean, he had, oh golly, what was, they have enough because what my son talked about was, he says, yeah, they have this, you know, black market over here. You know, it's like it was kind of the farmer's market, except some of the stuff you could buy wasn't exactly the normal, typical farmer's market, like what you think of in the States here.
Exactly. Wasn't exactly
they had some really
legal.
Amazing things for sale, let's just put it that way. But the stuff that he did send home, golly, he sent his brother this really cool little chest. It was like about 2 feet wide and or, you know, about 2 feet long and maybe like, oh, maybe not quite, maybe about 16 inches wide and oh, I don't know, probably about, you know, 14, 16 inches deep, you know, with a curved, I mean, carved and everything. It was like, it was beautiful, just beautiful little trunk. And it's like, and then the younger kids, he sent them these little, what they we still have them, they're Afghani vests and stuff. It's like, you know, they're made out of rabbit fur and stuff, and they had designs all sewn on them, and they're really cool. It's like, and they still got them, they still, because of the fur and stuff, they can still kind of sleep with them. It's like, it's soft to rub on their face. It's like, they really like that. Oh, I got a package. Yay. How nice. Already.
Yeah.
Okay, shoo. We'll watch a movie. Anyway,
shoo. Shoo.
yeah, I know. Here, Mom, you got a package. Thank you, dear. Appreciate this. If it wasn't just you, it's like I'd be going, oh, my goodness, we're live on air. Stop it. Anyway.
But it's all good.
Yeah, I know. It is all good. So, you know, and then what the heck? He sent his sister... Golly, what did he send her? He sent her, I can't remember what, she got something that was really cool. And then for me, he brought back these, it was like a, tablecloth, I think. It was like a really, you know, it's like a big, like embroidery, I mean, it's beautiful, just beautiful. I still got it, I've got it sealed, you know, Daisy seal a meal thing, you know, and whatever. So it's like when I get someplace where it's really nice, I'm going to drag this thing out. And it may not become a tablecloth. It may be kind of a wall hanging. I mean, it's really gorgeous, you know, so they did have some, you know, like some money, but it was like really, I'm trying to think, it was like really, really limited access. I mean, and it's like, you know, that is true. They only have, you know, so much because, of course, what my son would always, you know, tell me, it's like, we don't have any place to spend it over here anyway, you know, except the farmer's market.
The farmer's market.
He did. I will say, he did come home with this really amazing scimitar looking like thing, you know, that he had special scabbard and everything for that hangs on the wall kind of thing. I was like going, wow, that must have set you back some. He's like, no, not really. It's like,
it was $5.
Yeah, so, well, something like that, you know. But he said, well, the first group of guys that had gone over there, they didn't know. It's like the one thing that's deficient in our American system anymore, they don't teach people how to barter. And it's like, so, you know, these people over there, you know, in the markets, you know, they, of course, you know, they expect, you know, they ask high and they expect you to bid low and they expect you to haggle. And it's like,
yeah.
The soldiers didn't do that. They just said, oh, you want this fort? Oh, let me see. It's like, and they would just pay them. And these people would just about fell over in shock the first go around. It's like, but then by the time the next guys came over, because Levi knew how to haggle. I mean, we're enough, you know, backwoods farm type family. It's like he knew the fine art of, you know, let's debate this. You highball me, I'll lowball you, and we'll meet in the middle. And it's like he couldn't. I mean, some of the people would, you know, would haggle with him, and some of them just kind of looked at him like, "What? You Americans don't haggle?" He says, "I do." He says, "I know how to." And it's like, "I will." And then they were like, you know, "Oh, maybe," you know.
Yeah.
So he got some deals on something, but he's just like, you know, this is one of the things that we're deficient in over in this country. It's like, you know, they don't teach us the fine art of how to barter. And I'm like going, I know. It's like
whenever you go to a foreign country, they expect you to barter.
To barter, yes, exactly. They expect you to haggle because that's, I mean, that's part of the business. That's part of the transaction. That's part of the socialness of it, you know. It's like,
exactly.
You know, it's back and forth, you know. It's like, and it's fun, and you watch people. The first time I ever saw it, I mean, I didn't actually see somebody, you know, haggle over something like that. I think I was like 19 years old, and I thought these guys were going to have a fight in front of me. It's like, I was working at a mine, and it's like, and they came in, the one guy says, yeah, says, I'm thinking about, you know, getting a pig here. And the other guy says, well, says, I've got one I've been feeding up here. He says, oh, so, what, you know, how much does he weigh? You know, this and that. oh, what you think you might want for that pig there? And he says, oh, I think, you know, he might be worth this. And this other guy kind of rocks back on his heel and goes, no, I think that's way too much. I think, you know, something like it was worth this. I was like, going, you know, and it's like, but I watched, they bartered around for about 10 minutes back and forth. And it's like, I was like, oh my goodness. It's like, it wasn't a fight. It was just, it was a transaction, but it was hilarious to watch because they both were,
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they were both like, oh, late 50s, early 60s, you know, and it was a hoot to watch. And I was
you
like, wow.
It was
it's like
this fight.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You know? So it was like, but that's, like I say, that's something that, you know, it's kind of a country thing. And, of course, when you live in Wyoming, you are in the country no matter where you go.
But, you know, Kelly, I'm from Chicago originally. And
oh, wow.
And they...
That's the accent I keep hearing. Okay.
They haggle. They haggle all the time up there.
Wow.
So I think it's just a United States thing.
Wow, it must. Well, you know, but I think Chicago is like, I mean, that's what was it? They did that what was it called? My Great Big Fat Greek Wedding or something like that was on you know, cuz she lived in Chicago or something like that, and it's like, you know, so there's, you know, there when you have a lot of kind of ethnic, you know, ethnic variety, shall we say, it's like, but you know, Greek is from the Mideast, and it's like, so they are versed in that, you know, how to haggle. Yes.
Hagglers.
The hagglers.
So anyways, this other guy, and we'll just call him Gary.
Okay.
Gary says, you know,
Do you have his birthday yet? Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I got that person's birthday. And that was like pulling teeth as well.
Oh, wow.
But I had told him, he had said, you know, that, you know, he couldn't access his money until he got home, remember?
I
said that. And he's like, really, where'd you hear that, from a TV station or where? And I said, no, to be honest, from some dude in the military that demanded I send him money. And then he writes back, money to do what? And I said, money to get him home out of the military. It was a real joke, you know. And he writes, LOL. And he says, desperate military men. I said, if that were, I write, if that were really true, that, and that was the case, then all servicemen would be leaving there ASAP.
I was going to say, they'd be saying, send us money, we'll buy our way out of here. It's like, exactly, that's what's so silly about that.
So
with Mr. G here, let me be looking up his birthday while you're talking here, and I'll multitask by typing and listening.
Okay.
What's his month and day and year?
Oh, let's reverse back up there. He's a Pisces, March 13th.
Oh, golly.
But he didn't give me a date. A year, I mean, excuse me.
Oh, he didn't give you a year. Okay, darn, because that makes a difference.
But he said he was 41, so if you can do the math.
Okay, let me see here. Let me play with this a little bit. Okay, so 41. Okay, so it has to be 73, 70, let me think, 72, 71. Okay, so that would have to be 71. So let's do that. If he's 41, let me try that. Let's see if my math is any good.
I know mine isn't.
Oops, wait a minute. What did it do to me? Hang on here. Oh, I see what it did. Okay, here we go.
He also told me I was a really good interrogator.
Interrogator? We have a use. We can put you to use over here. We can put you to work over here.
Do you need
a
job?
Wow, Pisces, though. Holy moly. Man, he's really solid Pisces, too. He's right in the middle of that.
I know. Just like
okay, he's
birth,
but he's a ten of diamonds. He's a ten of diamonds person. You know what? And I'm just for the heck of it here. I'm just gonna click on here and do the two of you here. So let's do new for here, and I'll just call him G. G is good for G.I. Joe. I like G. G is really good. Okay, so Mr. G.I. Joe here is. 3:13.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. You have such a good sense of humor. No wonder we get along so well.
And let's see. Let me put yours in here. Okay. And this is, I'm just going to say, for Tristan. Okay. And you are female. And yours is, now okay, 9, I wrote it down here, so I'm going to use my cheat note.
9/12/64.
9/12/1964, okay, there we go. Oh, what'd it do? It didn't like something here. Oh, well, stop that.
It didn't like something.
It didn't. There's something it didn't like here. It's like it's giving me nasty, nasty clunks. Okay, oh, come on. What's a key violation? Stop that. Let's see. Key violation where? TR. Let's see. 9/12/64. No, that should be correct. Okay, let's see. Let me try it one more time here. Oh, now it's happy. Okay, great.
And this person is a sergeant as well. And I wrote back.
A sergeant as well.
I said, everyone is a sergeant.
It's called those field promotions. It's like, absolutely. They have a tendency to promote over there to keep their morale up.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, are you kidding me? Not
you
another.
Know, this is really cool because with this one, okay, with that ten of diamonds, to your queen of clubs, it's like, you guys have got 9 connections. Now, the first one, it says, he owes you in a karmic relationship. I'm going to look at that. Yeah, I know. It's like, let me just click on this for a minute. It's like, very rarely do I, you know, it's like, I haven't had a lot of those come up. And what's really cool is, like, if for the karmic stuff, it's like, it shows the Star of David. So I'm going, I'm always interested in this. let's see. And then he's also your Saturn card, which means that is a person that's got something to teach you, and you'd have lessons to learn from him. And it's like the hard part of those kind of relationships is you've got to be humble enough to go, yes, dear, I really love you, and it's like, I'm listening.
Oh, God.
And then you are the Mars card to him, which means you can aggravate him or hack him off at, you know, a moment's notice. But flipping down there, it's like he's your Jupiter card, so he's going to bring, you know, he'd bring a lot of good things. And you're the Jupiter card to him. So it's like, you know, after you get through this, you know, after you get through the whole, he owes you. Well, but he owes you in a karmic relationship, and he may owe you the teaching. You know, that may be part of it. Sixth connection is you're his Neptune card, which means you could deceive him. I mean, he's got a tendency to, you know, he would have a tendency to see you with the rose-colored goggles, okay? And, you know, you could easily pull a wool over his eyes, you know, but... cautionary, don't do that because it's not good.
Exactly.
You're Mars to each other, and let's see, you guys have 4, and okay, he's your Jupiter card in your hip. You guys have 4 Jupiter connections, which is really, you know, like really fortunate stuff. It's like really, you know, really good stuff. Let me take this a little bit further here and take a look at this and see if I can get this to, come on here, what are we going to do? Okay. Let's put this, there we go, and I want that to preview that, okay, so that, oh good golly, my frogs are going off.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone, yeah, everybody's sending, you know, happy, happy day. It's like instead of a card, we're sending text messages, so it's like, well, it's definitely the cheaper way to go.
Why not a computer, you know, birthday card?
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I'm good with a cheap moment. It's like I tend to be pretty cheap myself, so it's like it's the, you know, we always say it's, in this family, it's like it's the thought that counts, you know, man. It's like, hey, if somebody remembered it was your anniversary, it's like, and we call them birth anniversaries because this actually came from a Mensa question. It says, how many birthdays does the average person have in life?
Okay.
Think about this carefully. How many birthdays does the average person have in life?
I have no idea.
Dump the panel. One. You have one birthday. It's the day you were born. The rest of them are anniversaries. It's just like you have one marriage day and the rest of them are anniversaries. So in this group, we call them birth anniversaries.
I get it. I get it. I've always thought that it was wrong that you were, when you're born, that's your first day because you're growing and becoming this person, so when you're born, you should already be one.
Aha. Well, you know, and actually, I think it's one of the Oriental systems does that. It's like they consider that when a baby is born, they consider them to be like 9 months old, actually.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah, it's like, and some of course, you know, some of them is like you with today's modern, whatever, it's like, you know, some of them are really premature births. Okay, here's, okay, so you owe, okay, him. I'm looking at the Hios, Uos. Let's get Hios, Uos in a karmic relationship. That's in the life spread. That's in this life. And he's your Saturn card in the life spread. Let's see. Everything is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You've got 6 of these that are in the life spread, which is to deal with this life. But you've got 3 of them that are in the spiritual spread, which is like previous life. And it's the Neptune and 2 of your Jupiters that are in the previous life, in the spiritual spread. I want to look at the karmic one, though. It's like I said, I rarely get to see those, which is really, you know, it's really kind of cool.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know it is. Just a little bit here with about the ten of diamonds here. It's called the Blessed card, and it says it sits at the very center of the grand spread of cards, protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessings. It is the card of material opulence. Though few of them actually achieve this reality. However, all of them are protected financially, will always have a certain amount of good luck. To achieve their highest potential, they need to be involved in a business, preferably their own. They have the know-how to manage and run a business of any size. Man, you guys could get in coffee together and kick butt. Many of them inherit or marry into wealth. No, I'm serious. It's like, and that's, you know, the people who are the most successful do this as couples. I mean, you know, whatever, but it's like they really made a big deal. This one gal, very first person as a single mom in Chicago, made diamond in 6 months. And it's like, you know, it's like they made a big whoop-de-doo over that because she was the first woman to, you know, to do this business, you know, successfully as a single parent and all that. So it's like it can be done, but it's like it takes a lot of work and coordination. And it's like, you know, your kids have to be willing to help out a little bit, you know, type of moment.
Wow.
But a lot of people that do it. I mean, now if you're single without kids, it's a lot, you know. I mean, I look at this and go, if I was in this business, you know, and truly single without children, I would be in a totally different place than I am now. You know, but people go, oh, well, you just have to make these sacrifices. And I kind of look at them and go, you know what? It's like God didn't appreciate those, you know, when they were sacrificing their children on the altars to Molech. It's like, I'm not sacrificing my children. It's like they're going to come along for the ride, or, you know, I'm doing this for them, and it's like, and I'm not doing them any favors if I'm absent when they need me. So it's like, you know, I'm sorry. Family comes first, business comes second, and it's like, you know, if I was a truly single person, that'd be one thing. Or if I had, you know, somebody I could, you know, forgive me, dump them at their doorstep and say, here you go, I'm going to a meeting tonight, you know, type of thing. But I don't. So it's like, you know, we just kind of work along with it. But it's like, as a single person, though, it's like, you know, if you don't have children in the household to care for, it's like, you can go and do a lot of the stuff with this, and it's like really, you know, because there's a there, you know, the young ones, I'll say it this way, there's a young gal here in the company. She's 23 years old and fundamentally retired. They have hit diamond, and she and her family have a business center. They are making $20,000 a month residual income. It's like, and that's here.
Whoa.
In Colorado. Yeah. It's
wow.
Like, well, and then some of the professional, like football players, like Rod Smith, who was like in the John Elway era of the Denver Broncos, and who's it? Terrell Davis. It's like they both got into this company, and it's like Rod Smith has got a big center up in Denver, and it's like, you know, that he does trainings and stuff, and he told, you know, he and Terrell both go, it's like, you know, this coffee company is going to pay us more than the NFL ever did. Now, that's quite a statement.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But it's also being true. It's like, I think he's been in it, you know, almost pretty much since the start, and it's like he's doing really, really well. It's like, you know, he's getting there. So another couple of years, and his pay from the coffee company will, you know, the coffee will have surpassed what the NFL paid him. So
that's amazing.
Like, yeah. No, it is, and then it is amazing. It's like, you know, like I said, really, I'm surprised Jethro hasn't talked to you about it. It's like, you know, it's really amazing stuff. I mean, in terms of health, okay, for me, I had, you know, I was to regain sight in my eye with regular. I went to this cataract specialist corneal specialist in Denver, and the dude told me I was going to have a corneal transplant in order to regain sight in my eye. I had this packet of coffee, and I was not a coffee drinker. I had 90 days. I bought three boxes of it, and it's like 90 days. All the cataracts and all the junk in my eye was cleared up, and I got sight back in my eye for 3 boxes of coffee. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sold on it. So it's like, and I mean, and I know other people, we can't use the word, you know, diagnose or cure in this country, but I know a young man that's down in Trinidad. They live just like 36 miles down the road from me. He and his wife, you know, young couple, She was actually, when I met them, she was actually pregnant with her third one. Well, anyway, his doctor informed him, because I didn't use the word diagnose, he just informed him that he had leukemia. So this guy was, you know, he didn't want to do the radiation.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, chemo and all this. Well, he got on this coffee, but they also offer, you know, like I say, they have tea, they have hot chocolate, they have, you know, lattes, mochas, they have capsules. If, you know, if people don't drink any of the above, they offer it just in capsule form. Well, he got on the capsules and the coffee. In 45 days, in polite society, he says, I had this two-day bathroom event. On the side, his wife goes, yeah. He had this, like, massive thing that he passed, and it's like thought he was dying, and it sent him back to the doctor, and the doctor checked him all over and said, what have you been doing? And it's like, he says, well, I've been, you know, drinking this stuff and taking these things. And he looked at him, and he goes, you don't have cancer. You don't have leukemia anymore. So in 45 days, it got
him. What did he pass?
Well, she said, according to the reports I've heard, and I don't know because I did not eyewitness this, and I don't think I would have wanted to, it looked like some really disgusting, like, oily, dark, black, bleh, thing. Like,
oh, my God, like an alien.
Yeah, something like that. The alien spawn that was trying to take over got passed. It's like, it's okay. So, and then, you know, and he hasn't had it. I know. Right. Oh, golly.
Thank God only us are listening to this.
I hope they're not listening to this. It would be really amazing. You were telling my story on air. It's like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
I mean, that is so hilarious. That is so funny.
But it's cool. I mean, you know, but it's cool. And I mean, and I know three ladies personally that, and I will say, this is people that used to have things. Three ladies used to have migraines every month. They got on the coffee. It's like this one gal, oh, my golly, she was paying like $12 a pill for these migraine headache things or whatever, wasn't doing anything. And it's like she got on the coffee and then later on the capsules, and it's like she said the first month with the coffee she didn't have a migraine. And it's like, and that's the way they all were. It's like, you know, of course the thing is it's an herbal, you take it every day. So it's like, you know, it's for coffee drinkers. So it's like, you know, if you remember, and that, well, and that was the whole, the guy's whole format with this company was, he said he wanted to bring the treasures of the earth to the people of the earth. And it's like, and that's what his goal was. It's like he wasn't in it to, you know, to make money or, you know, to do all this other, you know, type of financial type stuff or whatever. It's like he just truly wanted to make his planet healthy. And it's like, and that's, you know, very, you know, philanthropic type person. It's like Bernie Chu is the founder. So it's like just, you know, amazing stuff in that way. But it's like, it just, oh, I don't know. And like I said, I know the gal that's like, that's with the diabetes and stuff like that. There's people who used to have diabetes. There's, you know, a lot of the people used to have high blood pressure, people that used to have allergies, people that used to have high cholesterol, people that, one gal that I met, this summer she'll have been on it for about 2 years, but she's got fibromyalgia. Now, she does not say she's over the fibromyalgia, but she said she was pain-free in a week. She took the coffee,
wow.
She got on the coffee and capsules, and in a week, and she has 7 days, she was pain-free from her fibromyalgia. I was like, cool. And then she said she was, you know, she was an elderly gal. She was like, I mean, you know, late 50s, early 60s. And her big thing was she liked to go out and, like, you know, travel, and they'd go, you know, she and friends or whatever would go, like, to the national monuments and stuff, and they would, like, you know, like to walk to them. Well, she was really hampered by this, you know, because she couldn't walk. So she says, yeah, we always had to drive up, you know, the handicap place. Well, her big accomplishment that was last summer, she got to walk. It was like a mile up to one of these. She says, we got to park in the parking lot. And it's like, and I walked up to it, you know, for the first time and whatever. Now, she says, I didn't set any land speed records, you know, but she says, I walked. I had my cane, and I walked, pain-free. So she's getting her mobility back with it, too. And it's like, and, you know, so many people with all this stuff, you know, going to Crohn's and stuff, it's like, I mean, I haven't heard, you know, a lot of the medical stuff coming back, but I do know that a lot of the doctors that are, you know, is presented with this, they look at it, and because this herb has been in use for, like, you know, it depends on your source, 4,000 to 5,000 years it's been in use over in the Orient. And so there's a lot of history with it. And you Google it, it's Ganoderma, and it's like, it's, you know, it was called the herb of longevity and the herb of, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, now, like I said, in the United States, we need to be very careful about what we say and how we say it, because we have our lovely FDA, and of course they are not exactly very herb friendly. But it's like, you know, I mean, you know, I'm a big proponent of God put these herbs on the earth for, you know, on this planet for our use, and there is nothing that we can't get sick with that we can't be cured from, you know, using what he put here for our good health. So it's like somebody has, you know, took this and discovered this and made it, you know, commercially whatever. And the really cool thing is they showed how he started, and he's got all these greenhouses, you know, the hothouses and stuff.
Right.
It's just how it's farmed and how it's raised and stuff, and it's like they're just really on the money. Everything is organic. It's 100%, you know, organic with it, et cetera. It's like they harvest three different parts of the plant, so it's like you actually have, there's three different types of capsules with it. There's like what we call the regular Ganoderma, and then there's they have the what they call the mycelium, and that's good. Oh, they've gotten kids off of Ritalin and, you know, learning disabilities and stuff. It's really great for people, you know, students. It's like, yeah, it helps the brain. I mean, it helps. Well, when you got something that will detoxify your blood, oxygenate your blood, and restore your pH balance, those are the three basic components of health. And it's like, and that's what this stuff does. It's like, you can also do things like, if you, well, I took it for like, I want to say, I was on it for about 3 weeks, and I went to one of the trainings, and, you know, you listen to other people say, you know, here's what we tried and whatever. So it's like, okay. So this one gal gets up, she says, this stuff won't keep you awake at night. You know, you can drink this at night and it puts you to sleep. And I'm like going, how does that work? Because in the morning it wakes you up. That's why they call it a smart herb. So like, okay, that's pretty cool. So anything that somebody says, you know, I got to go try it. So I did. I went home. I got my, of course, I'm a coffee wuss. Like I said, I never liked coffee really, you know, before I got into this company, because I could smell the, you know, like the caffeine and the acid and all that stuff. Well, the herb neutralizes most of the caffeine. It neutralizes the acid, and it's like, it really, I don't know, it tastes good. You know, so it's like that was a bonus.
Definitely.
So that's why I started drinking. And it also helps people who have like acid reflux to begin with. It's like it will get rid of their acid reflux. There was another one of my friends that didn't know she was so sick. She was getting environmentally ill, and it's like, you know, she said she could like eat marinara sauce, you know, and burp it for a week type of thing. She wasn't digesting things. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I said, well, try this. You know, it's like, just try it. You know, just, it's a coffee. You know, the herbs in the coffee, just drink the coffee. And that's why he put it in coffee, because he said, you know, you might as well have a cup of health rather than something that's, you know, and they have the little, you know, brochure sheets out, you know, on, you know, here's what regular coffee does to you versus, you know, here's what a healthy coffee does for you, et cetera. So, you know, and it's like, you know, if people are going to drink coffee, why not make it healthy stuff and make you feel better? And it does. It's like she goes, she called me about a week later, and she says, just wanted you to know. She says, I spent about the first course, she's been at really at-home person, because, like I say, she was getting to the point where she almost couldn't go out in public, because if she smelled somebody's perfume and stuff, it would, like, set her off asthmatically and, like, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, I mean, seriously, she was really at home. She was stuck at home because she couldn't get out. So she goes, I spent 4 days in my bathroom. My bathroom and I had a really close relationship. I was like, oh, my goodness. She goes, you ought to warn people about this. I was like going, well, I told you it detoxified you. She says, you didn't mention how. I says, well, how does the body detox? Come on, walk with me here. You know, it's like, and you do. It's like when you're doing the detox stuff, you need to drink that 8 ounces of water, or, you know, your 8 glasses of water a day too, because it's like, you know, you need a flush. But in her case, China, has a flush, yeah. But in her case, what happened was, she said about the first 3 or 4 days, she'd get like this hot, you know, she'd take it, and she'd get like this hot, itchy, prickly, you know, like stuff, yeah, not quite, she didn't quite break out in hives. Now, her daughter, who was skinnier and going through pancreatic cancer, did. Her daughter broke out because she was so thin. And I said, you know what? I said, I think it's detoxing her too fast, because it will detox the radiation and everything out of you also. I said, but her system, you know, so her system couldn't take that, you know, at the time. But in my friend's case, it's like, you know, she says, well, I never, you know, of course, she said I had, you know, she had some weight to lose, but she said, I never quite broke out, but she said, I get this hot, prickly, you know, feeling like all over. Well, after the first 4 days, and she quit spending so much time in the bathroom, that also went away, you know. But she says, and then she goes, you know, it's like after the first week, you know, that's what she called that first week, she goes, man, it says after that initial, you know, whatever, she says, I'm feeling better than I have in years, you know. She says, I'm starting to digest stuff. It's like I'm starting, you know, to have a regular, you know, regular bathroom cycle, if you will, and starting to, you know, do this. And she dropped weight. You know, it's like she didn't, you know, because what it does is it goes through, it kind of, you know, does that Roto-Rooter moment for your intestines, and it just, you know, kind of cleaned her out and whatever. And it just, it makes your body function better. It's like, you know, it's like a sludged up engine that you put that, you know, engine cleanup
good
stuff
oil
in. It's like a not just oil, but they have this engine degoopifying stuff, and that's what this does. It kind of degoopifies the human engine, so it's pretty good.
I'm surprised Jethro hasn't talked to me about it.
Yeah, I am too. It's like, well, he's really been focused on, you know, like his book and stuff, and I almost forgot there. It's like, I do need to do the commercial moment. It's like, I do need to say yes. You can get Jethro and Kay Smith's, oh my goodness, we only have 6 minutes left. Forgive the music in the background. I have teenagers next door. So sorry.
That's quite all right.
Anyway, Lisa's not
there.
It
scares me when you say Kay, because it reminds me of Kay Gallagher.
Oh my God. No, this is Kay Smith. Let's be really specific here. This is Kay Smith. This is Kay and Jethro Smith. Okay.
Are they married?
That's one of those questions where I'll let you ask him that.
Because
she has a last name. Divulge anything about the personal relationship that he has with others. It's like, that is none of my business, and I just keep it that way.
He calls her his girlfriend, so.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
but she has your last name. Okay.
Exactly. So, yeah, anyway. Like I said, none of my business. That's his personal thing. It's like, that is, you know, as a friend, and I've been a very long-time friend, it's like, I don't even go there with things. I just accept what is, and it's like, good enough. So what he tells public and what he tells friends and family is sometimes different things. So anyway, I'll just leave it at that. So anyway.
Exactly.
But for those of you who are listening in, it's like you can contact Jethro at www.jethronet.com. And his new book, his and Kay's new book, Jethro and Kay Smith, is called Living in the Psychic Realm. It's out by Balboa Press, and it's now available in Barnes & Noble's booksellers. Finally, I had to order mine. It's like, but they're finally going to make them, you know, available, which is good. Anybody who would like a reading with Jethro, he's also got his email, which is psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com, or his phone number to schedule an appointment is 928-284-0437. And likewise, I am Kelly Seisher, and I do birth cards. My email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com, and my phone number is 719-289-4907. So, you know, and I've had people just, I'm kind of still the old school yet. I haven't got my website up, haven't got my PayPal up, so it's like I still deal with money orders and checks for anybody who would like to order their reports for the years. And I am offering my deals are, it's like the birth cards and the relationship reports are both $30, and then we have what's called a life reading, and it covers 20 years. And the way it's broken down is your life is, it covers like, the whole thing covers like 90 years. It gives you like for 13-year influences with all the different planets and stuff. And it goes from birth to 90. And then in between there, it's like it starts out from where your birth, you know, your birthday is, or, you know, where you're at. And it goes forward for the next 20 years. And it tells you the most auspicious things. And it's like, you know, the really positive events and stuff and things to take notice of, look out for, you know, kind of the crossroads type of thing. So it's like, it'd been a long time since I'd run one. I ran one the other day, and I was like, yeah, that's right. I've forgotten what those were about. But normally I sell those for $75, and this month I'm offering a special for only $49. So anybody wanting to take advantage of that can either give me a call or email me and get that special. Let's see. And then theoretically we have yosammy@gmail.com on Sundays, Sandra Green. And Psychics Gone Wild from on Sundays from 3 to 5, although I think tomorrow is Easter, so I believe she's also taking off, and guess who gets to cover for this weekend? It's me.
You do.
Anyway, it's me. That's all right. I have a good time on this. And then Psychic Celeste is on Mondays now at 9 o'clock. That's Mountain Time, which is 8 o'clock Pacific and 11 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we kind of did some show schedule changes. So during the rest of the week, we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all from noon starting at noon. On Tuesdays is from noon to 2, and Thursdays is from noon to 2. And Wednesdays is from noon to 1, and Fridays is from noon to 1. So the Tuesday, Thursday are two-hour spots, and our Wednesdays and Fridays we're on for an hour. And then Jethro is normally on here for 2 hours on Saturday, and we're on 2 hours on Sunday. And that's our how our week wraps up. And so hopefully we'll hear from everybody, and hope everybody's having a good weekend. I'm sure everybody's out enjoying the good weather. And oh, and now we get the voice, and it says we have 90 seconds on the air. So,
hey Kelly.
Anyway.
Kelly.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to ask what I was going to ask you.
Okay. Your guy sitting here with the blessed card, the ten of diamonds, is like I still have the relationship thing up. It's like if you'll be around a little bit later, it's like I can call you back with that if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Okay. There was no chat up. Did you know that?
There was no what?
Chat up.
There was no chat. Oh, golly. Oh, crikey. I never opened it. Rats.
I kept, like, pressing refresh, and I'm like...
Oh, no, I didn't open the chat. It's like, I've got to learn how to do some of this stuff.
I forgot to ask you about that, so I'm sorry.
Okay, let's see, or lunch. Let's see, la, 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 la. Let's see what happens if I do this. Oh, my goodness, I am so sorry. I didn't even... No, see, and that's not exactly what I wanted to do with that. Ah... No, I didn't want to open it like that. Okay.
You're like,
Nope, it's like launch chat in a new window with moderator control. It's like, no, I don't really want to do that one.
What
exactly.
What time are you going to be on tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be 3 o'clock Rocky Mountain time, which is going to be 5 to 7.
And 5 my time. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and we are done, so they're going to kick us off.
Exactly.
Anyway, have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, take care, Kelly.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.